Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
We're going to go to deep in the archives, paper clips. Paper clips. Sound pretty simple. Paper
clips. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Watch me work, though. Watch me work now. Cat dog, if you would, paper clips.
Bravo.
I'm trying to reach Veronica.
This is she.
Hi, Veronica. How you doing? My name is Philip. I'm from Corp. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. How can I help you today?
You were with the company here. Let's see. You just left about, what, 6 months ago?
That's correct.
Okay. And you left with a severance. Am I right?
That's right. I'm sorry. Who am I speaking with?
Philip. My name is Philip. Philip. I'm actually calling on some security questions and wanted to reach out to you. Now, you own your own travel agency now?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you actually left with a severance when you left the company. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And how long were you actually with
I was there for 8 years. I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to again?
My name is Philip. I'm with security.
And what can I do for you, Philip?
You started this business. Now, did you start it before you left?
Philip, I started this business after I left there.
You started it after you left there?
That's correct. 1 month.
1 month after you left there. Okay. So the reason why I'm giving you a call, and I've been, you know, we've gone through some security tapes and things of that nature. We're missing so many reams of paper. We're missing thousands of paper clips. We're missing so many office supplies, and it's been brought to the security's attention that it's targeting that you are the person that has taken all of this office. I'm sorry?
Let me get this right, Philip. You are calling my place of business, asking me if I have used paper clips and paper. I have customers in my establishment right now. I can't talk to you about this.
Okay, ma'am, listen. I know that I'm sorry for calling your place of business, but I want to say this. We're at the point of actually picking you up behind items that have been taken from the company. So I wanted to call and see if we could get it taken care of over the phone. Now, if you got to go, then I'm going to have to actually come out to your business, and that's something that I'm trying not to do.
You know what? Hold on 1 second. You hold that thought. Who the is this on my phone talking about some damn paper clips? I have been gone from there for 6 months, and you calling me now about some paper and some what?
Paper clips, ma'am. We're missing at least 5,000 paper clips.
I'm going to tell you what you can do, Ms. I have been out of that company for 6 months. I worked for y'all for 8 years, and you all let me go. I didn't take anything from you.
Okay. Have you ever used any paper or any paper clips outside of Have you done that?
Of course I use paper every day. I run a business.
Okay, but you're using our paper for your own personal business. Your travel agent or whatever it is that you have, you're using office supplies. That right there is against the law.
Oh, no, I will go and buy you some damn paper clips.
Okay, well, we don't want paper clips, ma'am. Now, we've given you a severance pay, and from my understanding, it's been a substantial amount. And right now, is going to be filing charges and taking you to court over these paper clips and paper.
I'm going to tell you what you can do with them 5,000 paper clips. I'm going to paper clip them together and hang you off by your I didn't steal no damn paper clips. You're going to call me 6 months later talking about some paper and paper clips.
Okay, ma'am, I don't want to go
this
back
to school. Philip.
I'm sorry?
This is some Philip.
So Are you wanting to return all the merchandise? Because it looks like...
I didn't take no merchandise. I don't have to steal nothing from y'all. I worked for you for 8 years. Talking about
right.
I stole something.
And for eight years, you stole paper, paper clips. You stole office supplies, scissors, masking tape. You have taken markers, pens. We got it down to a
science. I don't know what videotapes you got, Philip. I ain't steal nothing from y'all. I was employee of the year. You all gave me a severance package. How dare you call me 6 months later? You can take them paper clips and shove them up your behind.
Excuse me?
Are we done here?
No, we're not done here.
So take your videotape and your paper clips and your scissors, and you know what to do with them.
No, I don't, ma'am. Now, listen, what we're going to have to do is you're going to get served right there at your travel agency. Where are you located?
Excuse me? Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you my address because you come over here. I got some scissors for your Philip. I don't have time for this. You want my address? You can come on over here. Look it up. We want our
paper clips back.
Google me. Come get them then. Matter of fact, give me your address, Philip. I'll bring them to you. Steal those damn paper clips. I'm a Christian woman, and you got me on this phone cussing and fighting with you. I'm not fighting with you over no paper clips. What's your address, Philip?
We're missing over 5,000 paper clips, and we need those. Now,
you know what? What's your address? I'm going to bring your damn paper and paper clips to you. How about that?
Give me your address. So you are... You are guilty of using the paper, aren't you?
We all use paper, Philip. I don't steal.
Which means, guess what? It's against the law, which means you have stolen something. If you have taken one paper clip, it's against the law. And we want our doggone paper clips back.
You got pens in your car, Philip? That's a corporation? I bet you do.
But I work for the company.
I'm trying to run a business, so you stealing too. Give me your boss's number. You calling my damn phone talking about some pens and paper clips. You lost your mind. Give me your address. I'll bring the pens and paper clips. You ain't got to come pick me up.
You taking so many pens and so many paper clips, thousands of rooms of paper.
I'm trying to run a business. Don't call my phone with this. Talking about some paper clips. Give me your address.
I'm going to say this to you now. I'm going to go ahead and order the police to come over. I'm ordering the police to come and pick you up, okay? Because I'm trying to get the problem taken care of over the phone.
Bring the police and you come with them. Come get it. I got something for your when you get here. Bring them. You calling me about some paper and paper clips. I've been gone from there for 6 months. You crazy.
Ma'am, you have stolen paper clips from the company, and we want our paper clips back.
Bring your over here. You want to get some damn paper clips, and I'm going to call my man so he can kick your over here if you want to. You want the address? You want the address, Philip? Come on. I'm a professional. I'm trying to run a business. I got to walk away from my customers and deal with some about some pens and papers. Are you
getting clips and paper clips because you stole over 5,000 paper. You're a thief. And you also, you better be ready because you stole some stuff for Tommy, and he's been over here about it, too.
Wait a minute. Wait, who is Tommy?
Tommy says you stole a bunch of his stuff.
Listen, I don't know nobody named no damn.
You don't know Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? You don't know him?
What'd you say?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I say, do you know Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
You got to be kidding me.
Your girlfriend, Dorothea, got me to prank phone call you.
Ooh, I'm going to kick her. I'm going to get her right now. I'm going to kick her.
Calm down. You good?
You made me step in the back room on you.
Ooh. Hey, let me ask you something, baby. What is the baddest, I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Dorothea is on.
That's it right there. That's it right there. That's stupidity at its greatest.
Paper
right there. Yeah, paper clips. All right. December 28th, the nephew is coming to Washington, D.C. That's right. It is called the New Year's Comedy Jam, even though it is December 28th. Tickets are on sale right now. We got Lance Woods, Red Grant, Tony Roberts, Bruce, Lou Nail, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets, the Dar Constitution Hall. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.